Bonjour, bonjour tout le monde et bienvenue à un autre Fidei Success Story. Cette fois-ci, nous sommes avec Mikhailo Dubinsky et nous sommes vraiment ravis de l'avoir parmi nous. Il a récemment passé son examen Fidei et puis il a pris des cours chez Prêt-à-parler avec nous et donc il a bien voulu partager son expérience avec nous aujourd'hui. Mikhailo, comment allez-vous ce matin?
Bonjour Isabelle, bonjour à tous. Moi, je vais bien, merci, c'est tout. Alors, je suis en forme.
Vous êtes en forme. Ah ben ça fait plaisir à entendre, hein? Surtout avec cette température, on est au mois de mars, il pleut, on aimerait bien que le soleil sorte et ce n'est pas le cas. Alors, vous gardez toujours le moral, vous êtes toujours de bonne humeur, Michaelo. Bravo à vous.
Merci, merci Isabelle.
Michaelo, vous nous avez contacté en juillet 2023 pour vous préparer à l'examen FIDE. Et vous avez pris 20 leçons avec nous. Ensuite, vous faites en ce moment le cours de groupe de conversation en ligne avec moi depuis le mois de février. Et c'est un grand plaisir de travailler avec vous. Est-ce que, après cette présentation, vous pourriez vous-même vous présenter en français et parler un petit peu de vous-même?
Je m'appelle Mikhailo Dubinsky. Je suis ukrainienne, je suis né à Kiev, j'ai vécu à Kiev presque toute ma vie. Nous sommes arrivés en Suisse il y a 10 ans. Maintenant, j'habite à Saint-Sulpice, près de Lausanne. Je suis juriste, je travaille comme directeur du pays d'Oran dans une société anonyme. Je parle ukrainienne, russe, anglais et un peu français.
Oui, un peu plus qu'un peu français quand même. Vous êtes humble, hein? Moi, j'aimerais revenir sur la prononciation parce que c'est quelque chose que j'aime beaucoup, surtout pour votre ville natale. Vous venez de Kiev. Alors, pour le
Ah
prononcer.
non, c'est beaucoup de différence parce que
Ah, c'est ça.
nous changeons notre langue pour ukrainienne. Et
Ah,
à
d'accord.
ukrainien, c'est Kyiv, c'est pas
Yves.
de Kiev. C'est l'officielle translittération, c'est déjà changé. Allez, tous les documents officiels, c'est très important pour nous.
Eh bien, j'apprends en même temps. Alors, merci beaucoup. Moi, je suis toujours quelqu'un qui aime apprendre. Donc, depuis combien de temps on doit dire Kiev et non Kiev?
Kiev, c'est en russe, mais
En
en
russe.
Ukraine, la prononciation en Ukraine, c'est Kiev.
Kiev.
Kiev,
D'accord.
Kiev.
Et donc, en français, il faudrait dire
C'est
aussi Kiev.
Kyiv.
D'accord. Alors, K-Y-V-E, Kiev.
Oui, exactement.
D'accord. Bon, ben ça, c'est très important. Merci pour cette précision. Mikhailo, est-ce que je prononce bien votre nom aussi quand je le dis Mikhailo, c'est bien comme ça? Ou comment
Oui,
on le prononce?
Mikhailo,
Mikhailo.
c'est en ukrainien. En russe, c'est Mikhail. En français, c'est Michel. So Michael en anglais. Mais
Michael.
en ukrainien, c'est Mikhailo.
Mikhailo,
Oui.
d'accord. Bon, ben, on va garder en ukrainien parce que ça, c'est votre langue d'identité première. Et pour nous, je suis prête à parler, bien sûr, qu'on vous enseigne le français et la bonne prononciation, mais pour le nom, on va garder Michael parce que ça, c'est votre vrai nom. Donc, we're going to switch to English so that all our
OK.
subscribers can understand. They don't have the same good level of French as you have. So, my first question for you, pardon, in English, would be, why did you decide to pass your FIDE B1 exam, B1 oral and A2 written? What was the idea behind?
It was several reasons for me. First of all, if you know, it was there is a requirement of Swiss regulation since 2018. Each foreigner must have the passport du lang. Each foreigner must pass the exam, the FIDE. And I'm a lawyer, and I'm always follows the legal requirements. The second reason, I want to evaluate myself because I'm able to do some conversation with, in my work, in my everyday life in shop, in post, etc., etc. But I need to understand where I am staying, which level I have. And the third reason for me, it's a challenge, and I wanted to overcome it. So this is why I decide to pass FIDE exam.
Absolutely. And that is a reason that many other expats will have. So many people who are living in Switzerland, they've been here for over 5 or 10 years, and they are faced with the challenge of learning French. So they have to pass this exam, not only to get the work permit, but also to feel more comfortable in their daily life.
Exactly. Just a moment. I just to say that the FIDE exam is not my final goal. This is why I continue to study French, because I want to be fluent in French. Mm-hmm. I want to see the TV. I want to understand the sketch in humor, stand-up show, etc., etc. So I am going to continue study French, but FIDE exam is a basis which I obtained, and I'm really happy to got it.
It's the first step for many people to start with, and to also realize actually this is really nice to be able to speak French at a deeper level, to feel more comfortable in your daily life. Can you tell me, Michailo, had you learned French before contacting us at Prêt-à-Parler? Could you speak French a little bit before you contacted us?
I didn't really teach French, study French in Switzerland, because I didn't have a lot of time. Mm-hmm. And for my written exam, because firstly I have passed my written exam, and for a written exam I did the preparation on my own, without any teacher, without anything. I just read a lot and did a lot of exercise, etc., etc., and I have passed the exam. But when I look to the program for the oral exam, I really understand that I am not able to do the good preparation for this exam without support. So this is why I start to check the possibility, and I start to check the company which will be able to assist me in a good preparation.
Absolutely. And so many of our subscribers who will be listening to us today, many of you are very smart, very intelligent people. You can learn French by yourself. There are so many applications, so many ways and methods to learn French online or offline from a book. But then when you are faced with the speaking part, I personally believe that there is nothing which will replace the human interaction with a teacher, someone who knows the language, who knows how to correct the pronunciation, and also someone who knows the culture behind the language. Because in the Francophone world, there are many different differences. If you live in Quebec, like where I'm from, if you live in Switzerland, if you live in France, if you live in Belgium. So it's also important to know the cultural references and the etiquette behind. So tell me, Michailo, why did you reach out to Prêt-à-Parler to prepare for your FIDE exam?
I checked the market. I asked with my friends. I asked about my colleagues. And I always try to find the best solution when I looking for something. I checked the market, and I found the service Prêt-à-Parler, which was exactly what I'm looking for. The second thing, I saw some video for the language in YouTube, and I understand that this company clearly understand what they propose. And I understand that this is exactly what I am looking for. This is why I decide to join to Prêt-à-Parler service, and I'm really happy with this service.
And we are so delighted to have been able to help you to prepare successfully, especially successfully for your FIDE exam. I'm so glad to hear these feedback because we've been doing this, you know, we've created the preparation program in 2018 when the FIDE exam had just started. It's been almost 5 years now, and we're always trying to improve our services. So it's really nice to hear a good feedback like that from you, and especially to see that it was successful for you as well.
I can say you that it was the only proposition on the market, only proposition for exactly preparation for the FIDE exam, because a lot of proposition to study French, a lot of proposition for do the preparation for any other test like DALF, DELF, etc., etc. But I'm looking for exactly for FIDE exam.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly for oral exam, and it was the only proposition. And I suggest that you did the good job for marketing.
Oh, thank you so much.
Because your target is exactly great.
Well, I saw that there was a lack of offer in the on the market. And I saw that many language schools in Switzerland are offering the face-to-face lessons, but nothing for the preparation online. So that's why I thought many of us are very busy. We have a busy life with family. It's hard to get to a physical place and spend 2 or 3 hours every week when you can find the efficiency of the online method. And when you see how we work at Prêt-à-Parler, I think it's worth investing your time and your money in our services. Absolutely. So, Michaelo, tell me, when and where did you pass your FIDE exam and what were the results?
I passed the exam last October in Lausanne. And I've got, I passed the B1 level and I've got the score of 84% from the first attempt. I have one friend, she's trying three times to pass the exam, but unfortunately without success.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really happy that I have passed the exam from the first attempt and I received the quite high score for my point of view.
Absolutely. I think it's very important to highlight the fact that Michael is a very good student as well. He's very dedicated. He puts the efforts in. So of course we can be offering really good resources, but if you don't put the effort and the time and the commitment and the practice into it, that will have a bad impact on your results as well. So well done to you. Especially when we're motivated, we have a specific goal, passing an exam with the idea of getting the Swiss naturalization. That, of course, is something that will motivate us and make sure that we spend as much time as possible dedicated to improving your French. I know that you've done many, so you've done 20 lessons with our super prof, Johan. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me how useful this exam preparation program was for you?
It was absolutely brilliant. It was absolutely fantastic. First of all, I would like to say that Johan is a really professional, and I can say that he is a really talented teacher. He is able to teach. And why I have chosen Johan? Because I saw several video from all of your super prof, and I have chosen Johan because I saw a lot of video for the preparation for exactly for oral exam. And Johan gave me a lot of exercises, and I feel that he is prepared the special program for me. He understood my level from the first lesson. Mm-hmm. And he told me that I'm able to pass an exam. And I feel I trust him. This is very important because I trust him. And I was able to just concentrate on my teaching. And I transfer my responsibility to you all. And this is very important. So I really happy. I hope that other super prof are so the same well as Johan, but I have chosen Jan and I'm happy with my choices. Absolutely fantastic guy.
Oh, I'm so, so glad to hear, Michael. You know, Johan was one of the first of our teachers to specialize in the FIDE. Now, all of our teachers are specialized really in the preparation for the FIDE exam. We have Brice, who also did his FIDE examiner license. I'm doing it at the moment as well, but everybody's very knowledgeable of the FIDE. All the scenarios, all the preparation. But it's true that Johan did spend a lot of time. He was the one who created, co-created with Brice, our FIDE preparation course online. So that's why we see him a lot.
I saw also a lot of video with Brice and Marine, if I remember. But firstly, I saw the video with Johan where he explained exactly how to pass an exam for B1. And for me, it was really useful. And I clearly understand the pronunciation of Johan, et cetera, et cetera. So I have chosen Johan, but I understand that Brice and other colleagues are also quite good. And
absolutely. Well, the most important thing for us at Prêt-à-Parler, it really is that we focus on you. So that's why the curriculum is not set. It's always personalized. During the first lesson that we do, we analyze your level of French. We see where you're at, where the little recurrent mistakes happen, where we need to reinforce the grammatical points or a vocabulary which needs to be reinforced as well. And that's really based on that first trial lesson or first lesson that we create the plan for you. So each program is a little bit different because it's really personalized. And the second point is that we really create trust. When you feel like you can trust your teacher, you feel comfortable, you feel you're in a positive environment, that's when you open up, you make great progress. Because if you're scared of making mistakes, that's when you don't really do as well, when you're, especially when you have to improve your speaking skills. So the trust is exactly something which is at the core of our mission here, at the core of our methodology at Prêt-à-Parler. So thank you for bringing this up. Tell me, Michael, how did you feel about the FIDE exam before, so before contacting us, and after doing the preparation program with us? What was the most helpful thing for you with the program?
The most helpful for me, as I told you already, I transfer my responsibility to Johan. This is why I was absolutely calm. And I just practice in my French. My feeling that we always pay just for transfer of responsibility. For example, if we go into the doctor or if we go into the attorney at law, very often we don't need exactly the information because, for example, my wife know everything about illness. But we go to the doctor just for transfer the responsibility. Mm-hmm. The same, I'm attorney at law and a lot of in Ukraine and a lot of my clients went to me just for transfer their responsibility to me for the court case or for the result, etc., etc. So before the studying with the pressure Prêt-à-Parler, the responsibility was on my head. Mm-hmm. And during the teach, I transferred the responsibility and I was able to concentrate in my teaching. This is the main goal. Another thing, I met a lot of exercises. I got a lot of information in one source. I don't just spend time with Johan. I read and I view a lot of information from your site. It's really useful. It's a lot of video. It's a lot of sources for study French, and I useful all the possibility which I gave according to subscription to your service. So I combine the lesson with Johan with the information from your site, from other sources. But what I can advise you, what I can told you for improving your service, if you are interested. The biggest problem which I met on the exam was not a speaking, but a comprehension, but a listening. And if you, your company, the name of your company, Prêt-à-Parler, but the exam consists from two parts, parler and comprehension. And I really need more practice in comprehension.
Comprehension. Okay.
And what can I advise you? Improve your service and add another part for better comprehension, because it's not easy, especially for a level B1. Because as you know, there is no the possibility to choose the right answer for B1. It's necessary to speak exact answers. It's, sometimes it's not easy, especially with a special vocabulary. For example, I have the exercise from hospital with a lot of medical special terms, and it was not easy for me.
I can imagine.
So my advice for your company to improve, how to you can improve your service at the part of preparation for comprehension, because unfortunately it's not able just to pass an exam with part of parler. It's necessary have a knowledge in the second part.
Thank you so much. It's really important for me to get some input and feedback, especially with your needs. You know that it's so important. We will look with the team. We have a great pedagogical team with all the teachers, and we'll see how many listening examples we have when we prepare. We usually have quite a lot, but it's true that depending on the curriculum that the teacher has decided for you, especially, maybe you were doing very well with the comprehension and that's why the teacher hasn't focused as much on that. But that's definitely something that we're taking on, and I will discuss with the teachers. Thank you so much.
And if you are another notes for you, Johan proposed me a lot of samples of the previous exam, a lot of pictures, etc., etc. But as I understand, it was just his private collection or the information which he gave from the previous students, etc., etc. I was really wondering why FIDE is so close organization, why there is no possibility, for example, to study the previous exams, etc., etc. Because, as you know, on the site of FIDE, there is available only one sample of exam. I don't know, maybe it makes sense, but from my point of view, I recommend you try to negotiate with the FIDE, for example, for obtaining a license from FIDE. I mean, for example, the same service like a preparation for driver license. I pass an exam for driver license in Switzerland, and I find the monitor who has a license that buys the service of auto service of Canton Vaud. It means that he has how to teach. So for my point of view, I understand that FIDE is not in position to disseminate a lot of information with the public, but maybe if you discuss with them that you are a specialized organization, because from my point of view, they're interested in a good preparation for the exam.
Absolutely.
So my idea is to try to negotiate with FIDE, try to obtain the license, and try to obtain more official information about previous exam, etc., etc.
So it is ongoing. That's a very valid point. This is why a lot of people are contacting us, because they cannot find much information. There's only one mock FIDE exam available on the market. In the past, we have created some mock FIDE exam based on the most common scenarios, which are all available on the FIDE official webpage. And so if you are looking for extra resources, It's very hard to find. There's only one official one, and then the FIDE institution doesn't allow anyone to publicize or to promote other mock FIDE exams. But we do have them internally. So when you take private lessons with us, we have a selection of quizzes, which are not exactly the same. Of course, we don't have any of the real exams. It's not allowed. Huh? That wouldn't be an ethical possibility. But it is true that the resources to practice are quite small if you don't go with a private tutor. I don't know how it works with other language schools, but for us here at Prêt-à-Parler, we've got a wide selection of exercises and mock exams, which we use privately, but we're not allowed to put them online anymore. We've been a little bit told off because we were sharing too much information, which is too bad because I thought that it should be accessible to everybody, these practice exams, so it makes it easier and it's more accessible to make progress. But that's not the wish of the FIDE institution, and we have to respect that. So if you want to have more resources, I encourage you to contact us. We definitely have a lot.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. So you've done 20 lessons. You started in July 2023. And can you tell me what has changed with regards to your French since you started almost not quite a year ago? Do you feel how confident do you feel with your French now as opposed to when you started before you were working with Prêt-à-Parler?
I start to speak because when I started to teach, I was able just to pronounce it some words without any connection. I improve my oral abilities for use the grammar, for use the tense. I improve my vocabulary, etc., etc. So the difference was so great, and I really happy that I took 20 lessons. It's for me it was enough for good preparation for an exam. It was not enough for great comprehension, but as I told you, it was not a goal of my teaching. But Johan recommended me several sites, several sources of information, Francais Facile, etc., etc., and I do it in my site. But for speaking ability, I really improved my French, and it was great result. I am sure that without lessons, I would not be able to do it, because in a speaking ability, it's very important to have feedback. It's very important that the teacher could confirm or improve your pronunciation, because it's not possible to discuss with computer or with any other program. By the way, I try to use a program Busuu. You know, if you know, it's a quite interesting program, and I use it in my smartphone. But it's just artificial. Mm-hmm. It's just artificial, and my feeling that they mostly oriented for English speaking Franco,
right?
French, not by to the origin French pronunciation.
Right. So there are also some lacks or some. It's not quite there yet in terms of improving the pronunciation. Maybe one day they will get there, but for now it is not there yet. But I'm someone who really encourages to use applications and AI even. I think AI like ChatGPT, if you have to write an email, like an email, and you're not really sure that your own email style is good in French, I highly encourage that you use ChatGPT, and then you have a good, you know, a higher quality format of emails or text that you have to write for a motivation letter as well. And then you learn. ChatGPT can teach you as well. Okay, that's how I would form the sentence. I think right now ChatGPT is really advanced in English, In French, it's done some very good things. There are still a few little mistakes here and there, so I wouldn't trust it 100% for French. It's always good to ask a real person, so a teacher, to review the text that ChatGPT has created, because there are mistakes, and these are obvious ones that someone, when reading the letter, will find, okay, they used someone else or they used the computer to write the letter. So it's always
but to the ChatGPT, it's not possible to transfer the responsibility.
Absolutely. For writing, it works, but not for designing a course or having the interaction with someone who will, you know, design the course as they are hearing, as they see your progress, as they hear a little lack for grammar about passé composé or imparfait. ChatGPT doesn't do that, or the AI don't do that yet. That's only a human intelligence that we have. But that is a very good debate. This is something I'm very interested in, because I really think we need the support of AI to move forward in this fast-paced life. And it's not something to forget. There's a lot we can do in a positive way.
It's our future.
Absolutely.
It's a future of a lot of fields of knowledge.
Exactly. I think it should make our life easier. If it makes our life more complicated or stressful, it's not a good thing. But if it makes our life easier and we have more time to do the things that we want and to spend time with our family, I think we should go for it. It's very important. But to spend time in the real life is also important. Michael, I invite you to express yourself in your mother tongue in Ukrainian. And I'm going to ask the question in English, and feel free to answer it in Ukrainian, so your fellow Ukrainians will understand if they don't speak English at a good level. Okay? We do not speak Ukrainian at Prêt à Parler, unfortunately, but we are very good at teaching non-English speakers as well. So please, please know that we are here for you as well. So tell me, what would you like to tell other expats who are hesitating to take online private lessons with us at Prêt à Parler?
Okay, I will respond in Ukrainian, because I know that unfortunately a lot of Ukrainians have to stay in Switzerland at the moment, and most of them need some assistance, need some help. So I will respond in Ukrainian. Шановні співвітчизники, я знаю, що досить багато з вас змушені знаходитись у Швейцарії. На жаль, як ми з вами бачимо, наші цілі не досягаються так швидко, як нам би хотілося, і це означає, що прийдеться провести певний час тут, у гостині Швейцарії. І я хотів би порекомендувати вам сервіс Prêt à Parler для того, щоб належним чином підготуватися для здачі усного екзамену, так званого екзамену FIDE. Це є абсолютно необхідною умовою для того, щоб влаштуватися на роботу, для того, щоб вступити до навчання до університету і так далі, і так далі. Цей сервіс дійсно зорієнтований на практичні знання. Вчителі в цьому сервісі мають великий досвід підготовки саме до цього екзамену. І ви отримаєте не лише базові знання з французької мови, які завжди будуть корисні, але, що дуже важливо, ви отримуєте конкретну ту адресну програму підготовки для здачі екзамену. Тому я дійсно рекомендую скористатися цим сервісом. I'm finished.
Oh, merci beaucoup, Michael. Vraiment, c'est un plaisir de vous avoir rencontré. C'est un plaisir vraiment de travailler avec vous aussi, de faire les cours ensemble. Et puis, nous, si on peut parler de
tu retournes en français?
Je retourne en français, exactement.
Okay.
Vous parlez en ukrainien, moi je parle en français.
Ah,
c'est ma langue maternelle.
C'est normal.
On a envie. Et j'aimerais beaucoup parler, apprendre un petit peu l'ukrainien. Comment je peux dire merci beaucoup en ukrainien?
Дякую.
Jacouille. Jacouille, Michael. Vraiment, c'est un grand plaisir d'avoir travaillé avec vous et de travailler avec vous. Et on serait ravis de pouvoir aider d'autres personnes qui viennent de l'Ukraine et d'ailleurs, bien sûr. Mais vraiment, nous, ce qu'on recherche, c'est le côté humain. So we are all about the human side, après t'as parlé. And learning a language is a very human thing. It's not just learning the grammar, it's how to use it. And there's a big difference between the theory and the practice. And so when you speak French, it's also nice to be able to know, okay, these words, I can use it in colloquialism. When I speak in the street, this is more appropriate to speak when I go to a job interview. For my naturalization, I need this type of French. I need to be more polite here. So it's really something that we are very passionate about. We love to learn about our clients and we love to share our love for French as well. So I think that this is what you have felt when you did the lessons with us, probably, yeah? With the teachers.
Okay, from my point, from my side, I wish all the best to your team, to you and to your team. And I strongly believe that a lot of people will be happy with your fantastic service and with your fantastic team. And I continue strongly recommend your service to all my friends, colleagues, etc., etc., especially Ukrainians. If you need more exact information from my side, especially for Ukrainian people or any problem with communication, don't hesitate to contact me. I'm really open for assistance to all Ukrainian.
Wonderful. Merci beaucoup, Michael. Je vous souhaite une très belle journée et de belles vacances
Merci.
De Pâques qui arrivent bientôt.
Merci beaucoup et ben bonne fête
oui.
For two
bonne
and two.
Fête de Pâques.
There's fun.
À toute la
Merci.
famille pour vous aussi, hein?
Merci
Profitez
beaucoup.
bien.
Merci. Merci.